What's going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Hamilton Trained podcast. If you are new here, welcome to the show. My name is Jared Hamilton, and I'm stoked to have you in my corner of the internet. For real, it means a ton. Like, it still like baffles me sometimes. I know I say this a lot, that like there's a lot of places like on the internet you could be. And the fact that you're choosing to give me your eyes and ears and attention means a shit ton. So thank you for that. One of the things that I have been doing, I've started doing here lately is if you're listening to this on just like iTunes or Spotify, you can go to my YouTube.com/Jared Hamilton. And you can watch the actual recording of this. Some people are into that. I know a lot of people now that like, you know, when, if they, whether they watch like Rogan or whatever their favorite podcast is, they just like turn it on the TV or whatever, instead of just listening to it. So I wanted to give you guys that opportunity as well. So, that's what we're at. So you can go there, be sure and subscribe to whatever platform you're on here, wherever, whether this is iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube, be sure and subscribe. It means a ton to me. But before we get too deep into the goodies, as always, massive, massive, massive thank you to the sponsors of me and the show. First and foremost is Flex Pro Meals. Guys, I'm telling you, Flex Pro is a fucking game changer. I know, here's my thing. We all struggle with this balance of like our lives living on convenience and uncertainty, but we also, then we have like goals and prioritizing on the other side. So for me, FlexPro really helps balance this a lot, because there are so many times I live the grab and go life, where either like literally the past like 2 or 3 days, I've only eaten FlexPro meals, because we just, between holidays, shenanigans, bouncing around, going to families and friends' houses for like Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving, and then just not making it a priority to cook, it's been keeping me, number one, out of drive-throughs, and it's just been making things more convenient, because their meals are amazing. They're chef made, but they all are dialed in with your calories and protein based on your goals. So it's fantastic. So massive thank you to them. Be sure and check them out. At least just like check out their menu. You'll be blown away. It's flexpromeals.com. And I'll leave all the info in the description. And if you end up, buying anything, it supports me as well as gives you a discount that, and you can use my code Hamilton Trained, like the Hamilton Trained podcast, and it'll save you some money. Then our second sponsor is First Form. And apparently Remy just stole my computer chair. So second sponsor is First Form. Humongous thank you to them. If you're watching the YouTube video, you can see my First Form shelf. I have all the stuff I take. Big thank you to them. Guys, you know, I talk about it a lot, that supplements aren't the end all be all, but they can absolutely be a huge staple in a program, like whether it be if something's just like as basic as protein powder to help where you're not eating enough protein as is, or whatever it may be. I take a few different things. And if you're interested in that, I have a whole YouTube video. I'll leave it linked below on my supplement video on what I specifically take for those interested. But a big thank you to them. They're absolutely amazing. They're the best supplement company, in my opinion, like on the market. And I know that's a big statement, but if you do about 4 seconds of research, you'll probably agree with me. So I'll leave all their info in the description as well. But yeah, so let's get into all the goodies, because today's episode, we are talking about the 8 things we teach our weight loss clients that just make sense. Okay. I know that's kind of an interesting title, but here's the thing. Like, I hope you can take this information, what I'm about to show you, and just apply it to your situation, whether you ever coach with us or not. Cause like I said, like, this is not just a big coaching push, right? This is, obviously, since we're going to be talking about what we teach our clients, of course, I'm going to make a plug for our coaching program at the end. But whether you ever work with us or not, whether you ever pay me a dime or not, I want you to be astronomically successful. And I'm going to give you the 8 things we teach our clients, that are weight loss clients specifically, that just makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, if you literally take these 8 things and run with them, I would argue you'll ever have an issue ever again. Okay. And I'll explain. So just to set the stage, okay. When we coach people, we take our clients through 3 distinct stages. Okay. So, I actually don't talk about this part very often, like our coaching system. I probably should talk about it a little bit more often, but, so basically like I'm telling you, if you like just take everything I'm just about to show you and just run with it, you will have a much better life around weight loss and stuff. And I just hope I don't fall off of my stool. I raised my desk to standing, but I have this like really tall stool. So my feet are floating like a foot off the ground. So if you're watching the YouTube video, you might see me fall. But anyway, I digress. So here's the thing, just to give you context, when it comes to the way we coach our clients, we take everyone we work with predominantly, you know, of course there are outliers, through three distinct stages. Because the reality is based on the kind of content that I put out and the kind of people that we attract, most people don't come to us all sunshine and rainbows. Right? The vast majority, like 99% of the people we work with, have a lot of issues, if I'm being totally honest, as in like they've been dieting for decades. They feel hopeless. Their relationship with food is terrible. Their relationship with themselves is horrid. Things like they binge eat, they emotionally eat, they constantly self-sabotage. Their lives around weight loss are a fucking train wreck, and food, lots of food guilt, lots of problems. Okay. That's who we choose to work with, right? That's like our favorite kind of person to work with. The more issues, the better, just because there's more life change that happens that way. Like a lot of people have this, you know, like presupposition that that coaches work with just people who need their calories dialed in. And don't get me wrong, there are some of those, but for me, that's the outlier, right? Everyone has issues around their food relationships. They binge eat, they emotionally eat, they got all these, you know, sabotaging mechanisms, all this kind of stuff. So that's who predominantly we work with, okay? So for us, because of that, there are three distinct stages we take people through. Okay, I'm going to go through these really quickly so I can give you the eight things. So stage number one is what I label, it's called dieting from the inside out. So basically that's our first stage. Because to be honest with you, when most people come to us, we don't put them through a diet stage. If I'm being totally honest with you, if you come to us and you're binge eating, you're emotionally eating, you're sabotaging like a motherfucker, and things are all over the place, the worst thing I could do to you is give you another low calorie diet, right? And send you to another fat loss phase. Because to be honest, who cares if you lose the 30, 40, 50 pounds if you gain it all right back because your metabolism is fucked, because you're binge eating, because you sabotage the whole nine yards, right? So this is why our first stage, we take the pressure off. We're not looking to lose fat yet. Okay, predominantly we work with fat loss clients, right? But it's one of those things where most people who come to us, like it's not appropriate to diet yet, you know? So this is why like we take the pressure off right out the gate. Is our mentorship is like the first stage is not a diet stage. We're not expecting you to lose weight right out the gate. So it lets you go, oh, thank God. And like you take a big deep breath, because this is why the first stage is called dieting from the inside out. This is where we're number one, fixing anything metabolically, right? If you've been trendy dieting and eating 1200 calories a day for the last 3 years, your metabolism might need a little bit of leaven. So we go through the like a metabolic restoration stage, if I can talk. Then during that time is where we get through all the yucky stuff I talk about, right? The binge eating, emotional eating, constant self-sabotage, knowing what to do and not doing it, consistency, discipline, the whole nine yards, right? That's, to be honest with you, that's what makes weight loss hard. What makes weight loss really hard is if you're like stress responses are all over the place, you're binge eating, you're emotional eating, you're impatient, you are scared to go maintenance, like all the everything, like on that front, you're emotionally a wreck, especially around food and progress, and you sabotage any success you do get, like, that's the shit that makes weight loss hard. It's not the, because once you get all through all that, it's easy. It's literally super chill. It's like brushing your teeth. That's how it should be. So that's why our first stage is not a weight loss phase or a diet stage. It's actually like this dieting from the inside out game. This is the hard stuff right here. So that's our first stage. Then we take people through our second stage, which is called the fat loss accelerator. Now, do not be confused. That is not a warp speed fat loss, rapid fat loss protocol. This is where we actually can focus on fat loss. Okay. The fat loss accelerator stage is where now we can comfortably put you in a deficit. We can trust that like you're not going to sabotage and binge eat and your relationship with food is on point and you're not feeling guilty or trapped around food, right? That, because we went through all of that, stage two, the fat loss accelerator, is where all the magic on that front happens. Okay. So that's where inches are falling off. Clothes are fitting better, confidence is getting through the roof, and the actual like pounds are coming off of you where your body fat is leaving you, okay? Because like in stage one is where we're fixing food relationships, we're ending guilt around food, we're stopping binge eating, we're stopping emotional eating, we're stopping self-sabotage. Then stage two, the fat loss accelerator, is where we really get the fat loss to happen. Then stage three is where we get into our final stage called lifestyle optimization. Okay. Sounds fancy. It's really not. This is where we make sure you're good for the rest of your life. So one of the things that we do differently than a lot of other coaches, and I'm not here to shit talk other coaches because most of my friends are amazing coaches. And most of my friends that coach do this as well. We know coaching is not a forever thing, right? Like our mentorship, like we usually do it in 6-month chunks, right? And I don't want you to ever need any help ever again, right? So for me, our stage three is to make sure you're good coming, like not dieting forever, right? Most people go through their diet, if you want to call it that, or their fat loss phase, and they're like a forever dieter, right? Their identity is now someone who was always trying to lose weight, right? This is why so many people like you watching this or listening to this has probably been dieting for years, you know? And that's the thing, is it's not a matter of just losing weight. It's how you lost the weight and if it's sustainable and if you have to be constantly focused on weight loss forever. Like I've been talking a lot about lately about maintenance isn't just adding calories back. Maintenance is like a state of being where you're no longer like trying to lose weight, you know, but I could be wrong, but like, I would ask you, like, has anyone ever taught you how to like, not like how to keep the weight off? Has anyone ever taught you the tactics on how to optimize your life to where you're not on a perpetual diet? See what I mean? So this is what our system is about whenever we work with people. Okay. Those three stages. So fun fact, I could end the podcast right here and you could literally go run with that. Okay. But I want to get into the eight things that we teach, our weight loss clients that just makes sense. Okay. So number one, these are actually what I call our coaching core values. This is what, as coaches, that we stand behind when we work with people. These are the core values. This is our true north when we coach people. Like, I'm telling you, I'm literally giving you all the secrets right here. Like, if I'm being totally honest with you. So number one is a bulletproof mindset. What I mean by that is specifically having a level of emotional intelligence and not giving into the old self. Okay. If you notice in this weight loss game, when you make any bad decision, it's when you're emotional. Right? Because part of this game is like, let me think about it, emotional eating, binge eating, self-sabotage, turning your journey into a helicopter and a tailspin going down. Whenever you want to like say, fuck it and throw in the towel. Whenever you make any bad decision, it's when you are emotionally unstable. So one of the first things that we teach out the gate is number one, having a bulletproof mindset, which specifically means though, having emotional intelligence where you are not giving into the old self, because you're going to have the old self, right? In psychology, we talk about the old self, try to wreck everything. You make progress and then somehow you sabotage back to square one. That's what we're talking about. We have to bring that down and make sure that you're in a place where you're having a level of emotional intelligence where you're not giving into the old self just because you're triggered or whatever the case is. It's a matter of not just like trying to hide your triggers, right? Like most people are triggered by certain foods, triggered by the scale. Well, the way that we teach, it's not about hiding triggers. It's about like, hey, why don't we like actually like find your triggers and destroy them and make sure they don't have a grasp on you ever again. You see what I mean? So that is number one. Okay. Number two, I'm going to try to make this a little more consolidated because I could talk for hours on this. Number two, the second major thing that we teach our clients that just makes sense is we make all decisions from the end. Okay. Part of like the lifestyle optimization stage is how we lost the weight in the first place, right? Think of it this way. I'll compare it to like your kid getting grades. Do you care only about the grade your kid gets in school, or do you care about how he got the grade? Right. I was talking to someone about this the other day and they're like, oh, I don't really care. I'm like, so if your kid got straight A's by cheating, you'd be cool with that? They're like, and I go, let me ask you this. Would you rather your kid get B's and C's and study his ass off, or would you rather him get A's and cheat? Case in point, it's a matter of not just getting the grade. It's how the kid got the grade. It's the same thing with this. It's not about losing the weight. It's about how you lose the weight. And that's why we make all decisions from the end, because if what you're doing isn't sustainable for the next decade, it's worthless. Like what would happen if your son or daughter cheated all through high school? What's going to happen when they go to college? They're fucked, because you have to be successful in college, you have to have the foundation of high school, right? It's the same thing with this. How do you think you can go to, we'll call it college, like the rest of your life being successful with all this stuff if you lost the weight in the really unsustainable way? I mean, hell, most of you guys watching and listening to this episode have lost weight several times. It's like you've battled the same 10 pounds for like 10 years, you know? So it's not a matter of just losing the weight. It's how did you lose the weight? So we make all decisions from the end. We treat this game like a person building a house. Right? And the house I live in right now was built in the 1940s and it's almost 2022, right? Because he built it the right way. He built my house 100 years into the future, right? He goes, wow, in 2021, will this house still be here if I frame it this way? If I put the windows in like this, if I put the roof on like this? And the answer was yes. So guess what? My house is still here. That's the same side of your brain you got to think out of with this weight loss game. Okay. Next, number three, work from the inside out. Like, it's why we have our stage one, the stage one, what it is, because you cannot have an amazing external transformation without amazing, without an amazing internal foundation. Case in point, if you struggle with binging and sabotage because of you can't handle your emotions correctly, or you're trying to hide from your emotions with food, or your identity is you think you're not worthy of what you want, then you get what you want, then you wonder why you sabotage it. It's because that's an inner issue, right? So if you don't have the foundation of an amazing inner foundation of who you are, your identity, emotions, triggers, the whole nine yards, what's going to happen when you lose the weight? You're going to fuck it up and gain it all back. That's why most of you listening that are not in your head that have done this, it's because we have to fix the inside first, right? Next, number four. This is a big one. This one catches a lot of people off guard. Okay, the fourth thing that we teach our weight loss clients that just makes sense is, it's a rule for us. You have to be able to have fun and be happy. Isn't that like totally opposite of what like diet culture teaches you? Where it's like diet culture teaches like whoever suffers the most wins, get rid of all your favorite food, don't go on date night, get rid of wine, like chocolate's bad, you know, save all your meals for a binge day that they call a cheat day. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here. It's one of those things where if you cannot have fun and enjoy the journey, you won't want the destination if you ever make it. A comparison that I like to use a lot is, we've all gone on like date night or like whatever, we'll use date night as an example. All of us have gone on like a date night or a place like with friends, but like you argued the whole way there. Like, have you, every couple has done that where like you argued with your partner the entire way to like Chili's or Applebee's or the restaurant or wherever you're going. But then once you got to the restaurant, did you just like snap out of it? Of course not. What happened? You more than likely, like you go, wow, this kind of ruined the whole evening, and you kind of wish you didn't go, right? It's the same thing with this. If you suffer the whole way to the destination of your weight loss stuff, you're going to get to the, or if you're going to suffer the whole journey, you're going to get to the destination and be like, well, this fucking sucks. Wasn't worth it. Or that's when you go, wow, I'm still unhappy. Okay. It must be another 10 pounds. Right. And that's just like a life that sucks. You know, that's right up there with someone saying, when I get rich, I'll be happy. When I get married, I'll be happy. When I get the car, I'll be happy. When I get the watch, I'll be happy. Not that those things are, there's nothing wrong with those things, but if you put your happiness on the other side of that, well, then it goes, then your happiness goes with it. But along the same lines, it's one of those things where if you're dreading the journey, you won't make it to the destination. You'll like quit, sabotage. And if you do, you'll ruin it. And you'll be like, this wasn't worth it. I would rather be fat. You see what I mean? This is why so much of the magic with this, it's like you have to be able to have fun and be happy. Because guess what? If you're losing weight, enjoying yourself, having your favorite foods, not missing out on social events, having fun and you're happy, are you going to quit? Of course not. That'd be like your boss saying, hey, I'm going to cut your hours in half, double your pay, and only let you do things you enjoy at work. Good luck quitting. You know what I mean? All right, next. This is a big one. This is another, like I said, we're talking about the eight things we teach our weight loss clients that just make sense. Number five is raise your life's standards. Because I promise, the issues you have in weight loss, you probably have somewhere else. If you have shitty standards in weight loss, you probably have shitty standards at home or in your relationship or around your house or whatever. Like if someone says, Jared, I have such a hard time like doing, like tracking my calories, or I have so many issues, like I'm not motivated, so I don't do my workouts or whatever. Well, I wouldn't look at that at the fitness stage. I would go, do you put the cart back at the grocery store? When you finish a roll of toilet paper, do you just sit the roll like on top of the little stick, or do you throw the cardboard roll or the cardboard cylinder away and put the roll back on? Do you go to bed with dishes in your sink every night? And I'm not saying like you have to have your life perfect, but I'm saying is, if you have shitty standards here, you probably have shitty standards somewhere else. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where like, if you can't lift a 30-pound dumbbell, what do? You go to a 20-pound dumbbell. Then you get stronger at the 20-pound dumbbell. Then the 30-pound dumbbell is not so heavy. It's the same thing here. If you can't like track your calories and get consistent to the gym, well, I bet your morning routine's terrible. Start making your bed. Make your bed for the next month, and I bet you'll be able to track calories effortlessly. Right? It's why a lot of times people, when they come to work with us, if their stuff is really bad, we'll start them in not even fitness stuff. Right? I had someone who tracking her calories and doing workouts and doing anything weight loss related gave her a panic attack. Literally. She's like, she got overwhelmed and couldn't do it. So her first like 2 months of her program was all she did was I had her get, as soon as she got up, I wanted her to drink a glass of water, do a 10 item gratitude journal and make her bed. And then her day was won. And guess what? You do that for a month. Now you have like, 90 wins under your belt. Now, ironically, counting calories isn't so hard, right? Doing a couple workouts a week isn't so hard. right? Standard scale. So if you suck here, you probably suck somewhere else, fix it there. And then all of a sudden this gets a lot easier. Okay. Next. I'm looking at my notes. Number six. Okay. This is a huge one. Accept responsibility and take ownership. How often do we, the subline I have under that is be honest with yourself and own whether you're showing up for yourself or not and doing the work or not. How many times, like, do you hear or say, like, when someone goes, oh, well, that's just how I am, or, oh, well, I'm an all or nothing person, or, oh, well, my life was just busy, or, oh, well, things got crazy, or you know what? And they start to place blame everywhere else. Right? When someone says I'm an all or nothing person, or that's just who I am, they're validating bad behavior. Imagine if someone that beat their wife every night that said, well, I'm just an all or nothing person. You would go, doesn't cut it, right? It's the same thing with this. Part of this game is accept responsibility and taking ownership, right? Why it matters in weight loss. Number one, you have to understand it's your fault that you're where you're at right now. Okay. It's a big one. I'm not meaning that in a self-deprecative way. I'm just meaning like, yep. Even if it wasn't your fault, like let's say you were taught wrong stuff, it's now your problem. It may not be your fault, but it's your responsibility now. It's your life, right? If you, like most people we work with, they have a terrible childhood around food. So that wasn't their fault, but it's now your responsibility because it's your life, right? So accept responsibility and at least take ownership for where you're at and then the process moving forward, right? If you're not tracking calories, or if you're not doing your inner work, or if you're not getting your workouts in, or if you're not prioritizing, own the fact you're not prioritizing. Because guess what? When we own stuff, that stings. When we own a bad behavior, we're like, yep, that's totally on me. I fucked up. I haven't been prioritizing. That's grounds for change. But if you start placing blame everywhere else, like, oh, that's just how I was raised. It's just who I am. I'm that kind of person. Well, that's placing blame on everywhere else but you. And then how do you fix that? You see what I mean? Okay, number seven, almost done. Number seven, take pride in promise keeping. Show up for yourself and take pride in doing the work, especially when you don't feel like it. Guys, you have to understand, none of us want to do this. Nobody wants to track their food. Nobody wants to be mindful of what they're eating. No one likes doing inner work. No one wants to go work out in the gym. If they tell you that, they're probably lying. You know, we're all naturally lazy as fuck. So this is why you need to take pride in promise keeping, right? It's in the same way you would teach your kid to take pride in like doing their homework, take pride in working hard and getting that touchdown on the football field, take pride in that A they work so hard for. It's the same thing with this. Take pride in promise keeping. You take pride in how well you show up for others, don't you? Right? You're like, you're probably that friend. You're probably that mom or that dad who would do anything for their kids. You're that friend that would like be out till 3 a.m. helping someone move. And when you have to be up for work at 6, you're that person more than likely because you're listening to this. So take that same level of pride in showing up for yourself, because whether you believe it or not, you're worth showing up for, especially when you don't want to. So take pride in promise keeping. And especially when like the old self wants you to be like, nah, I don't want to, or nah, you know, it's fine. Nah, just start over tomorrow. Nah, you're an all or nothing person. Take pride in going, no, that's not how we roll. That's not how we do things. And then execute anyway and take pride in that, because it's something to be proud of, because most people don't. Okay. And when we all know that habits and actions lead to results. So when you take pride in showing up for yourself, because you don't want, even when you don't want to, especially when you don't want to, you'll become a machine no one can stop. You see what I mean? And lastly, the last of the eight, the things we teach our weight loss clients that just make sense: be coachable and humble, which means welcome change and being uncomfortable with open arms. Because you have to understand, like, you can't, if you just do what you've always done, you're going to get the same shitty results. So part of this is being coachable, whether you're working with a coach or not, being coachable, which means listening to this audio or video and implementing what I'm talking about, being humble and knowing that you don't know it all. Obviously, look at your results. They probably suck. I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, just being honest with you because I want to help you, right? Whenever I work with a mentor, or I read a fucking book, or I buy a course, or I go to a seminar, I flip on my coachable and humble switch. I know I do not know it all. I know I am at the bottom of the totem pole, and I am there to learn and execute or implement so I can execute. And that's the same vibe I want you to get with this. Whether you ever hire a coach, whether you ever buy a book, buy a course, watch this fucking video or listen to this audio, whatever the case may be coachable and humble and know that you don't know it all. I know it hurts, right? Being humble and coachable sucks. Our ego doesn't like that, but it goes back to number one, bulletproof mindset, right? So that's the thing, is if you think about it, if you attack all of this stuff with these eight, if you attack your journey with these eight things, You're telling me you're going to struggle if you have a bulletproof mindset, if you make all decisions from the end, if you work from the inside out, if you have fun and be happy, if you raise your life standards, if you accept responsibility and take ownership, if you take pride in promise keeping when you don't feel like it, and you're coachable and humble, how can you have a problem? Think about it. Like, I just gave you the master plan. Now it's up to you to go execute, right? Like think about it. How can you fuck that up? If you like live and die those eight things, and taking the context of the piece of like, okay, I'm going to diet from the inside out. Then I'm going to focus on fat loss. Then I'm going to make sure it works with my, and I'm also going to make sure it works with my lifestyle. And then you do those eight things. What problems are you going to have? Like, give me one. And that one of these won't fix. Well, I don't feel like working out. Boom. Take pride in promise keeping. Oh my gosh, I'm triggered because the scale isn't going down. Well, now that violates bulletproof mindset. We need to go calm down. Well, I'm feeling really emotional and I want to go binge eat. Well, that's when we work from the inside out and do emotional eating work. Well, you know, I'm having trouble showing up for myself. Well, you leave dishes in the sink every night. So let's start there, right? Like this, it's a self-fulfilling system. It's why I created this. It's why we go about it like this. So it fixes these problems for good. This is not a fucking another like stupid ass challenge that's going to make you, you know, screw everything in your whole life and where you're just totally fucking yourself. That's not how this works. This is something totally different. And this is what it's about. This is how to truly win. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you got a lot out of this. If you did, the one ask I have is be sure and share this with somebody. This is how we grow this platform. This is how we help more people. Be sure and share this with someone. If it meant a lot, put it on your Instagram, tell a friend about it, send it to somebody. Be sure, whatever platform you're on, if you're on the YouTube, subscribe. If you're listening on the audio, subscribe. And to be honest, if you're like, okay, that's a lot and I need help, this is exactly the blueprint me and my entire team coach from. You see, we create results all over the place. This is the blueprint and how we do that. And your situation is no different. And this is what we teach. So if this resonates and you're like, wow, I need some help, then I'll also leave the link in the description where you can apply for coaching. But otherwise, I appreciate the fuck out of you. Thank you for sticking around. If you ever need anything, I'm always here and I'll talk to you soon.